Broadcast on Spirit FM 88.3. Romans chapter 13 verse 11 to 12 says, "And that knowing the time, that now is the high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light." On this broadcast, Brother Eben and his team reveal supernatural visions, dreams and prophecies with the accounts of the Bible. Real testimony soundbite of heaven and hell that can affect your life eternally. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth, on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on earth. Topical areas include the reality of life, heaven and hell, the afterlife, times, and many more. This program is live every Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. Be blessed as you are encouraged to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Prophecies fulfilled, signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost see the Father saying, "Son, go get my children." We'll be going home when Jesus steps out.
Welcome to Issues Weekly Broadcast on Spirit FM 88.3. Romans chapter 13 verse 11 to 12 says, "And that knowing the time, that now is the high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far."
All right. A very good evening to all listeners. This is Spirit 88.3 FM. We thank God for another Saturday evening. This is Eben. I'm in the studio with Brother Yao Redu. Issues of Life is the program every Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. And we come your way with the Word of God and matters arising, things happening, the times we live in. And indeed, if there was ever a period we should be interested in the times we are in, I believe these are the times. These are the times. You know, if you look at the times of Noah, he preached for a long period of time before, and you can imagine the loneliness and how odd you look and feel like. It's like you go out and you warn people and it's like Odi, so dear, I mean, you alone, it's, I mean, you say it and nothing happens, look odd and off the system. It's like you are old school, you don't know what is happening, you are not abreast with the times. But truth remains truth, no matter how long it takes. So we'll keep saying it. And gradually, we are getting to the point where things are beginning to unfold little by little. And as we've been saying in recent times, these are the times to say some things, because we'll not have the freedom all the time. No, we'll not have the freedom all the time. It will amaze people to assume people, but in Ghana we have our freedom of speech, you know, all things, you know. Even in the US, people are being clamped down on freedoms of religion and the things they say. So how much more in Ghana? It will amaze you how things can turn by the stroke of a pen. I said it a few weeks ago, by the stroke of the president's pen, things changed overnight. Churches were closed for 3 months. Whoever assumed, whoever thought that could happen, it happened. So don't be surprised when one day you wake up and there's a new legislation that has been passed by parliament or just executive order that A, B, C, D cannot be said on radio, because, I mean, it goes against the belief of the states or the general belief of the society. as the social media big giants will call it, their community standards. I mean, it's like this week I saw friends who were complaining that they've been warned for posting that zinc and other things can help in COVID treatments. So they've been given first warning, second warning. You know, this is the world we are in. You know, suppression of truth is happening across board. But these are also interesting times for us, the believers, to understand that when you see these things, it should excite you to know where we find ourselves. And, you know, this evening I was telling someone that the more you see these things, the more you are assured that the Bible is indeed a very true book. Because had we read so many things and we're not seeing it unfolding, well, it would be like the old generation. You read it, it didn't happen, you die and you go. But this week, it's a book I'm reading where the writer at the point says that definitely there must be a generation that must be the end time generation. I mean, it can't be forever that Jesus will never come. There will certainly and surely be an end time generation. And the description given by Paul in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3, sorry, 2 Thessalonians, 2 Timothy, rather, to verse, chapter 3, where perilous times shall come. The description there is a vivid and classic case of the times we live in. That description fits this generation perfectly. So surely a generation will come that will see these things fully, all of them. And I don't think there's any generation that is seeing these things like this current generation of ours. I'll go deeper into that aspect, that part, because you see, we should be preparing our minds. We should be preparing. We just can't be living anyhow. Just eat, drink, go to school, go to work, come sleep. You know, that cycle of life. We have to understand the urgency of the period we find ourselves in and how wise to live our lives and how to apportion our spiritual matters. Because if you just go in the cycle of eat, sleep, wake up, move around, just like that, I mean, we are wasting our lives, because there should be a reason why God placed us in this final generation. There surely is a reason why God, you see, it's like a football coach or whichever sports coach selecting his best team for a very final match. He should have trust and hope and faith in the people he selects for the final squad. So if God allowed you to be in this time, to be born in this time, and still to be alive now, and you've not died and gone, then there must be a reason. It just can't be that by chance, just come and float around and enjoy life, fried rice, eat beans, and just sleep. I mean, life is far more than that. And for God to pick you to be part of this current generation, to see what you are seeing. This evening I was having a chat with a pastor on phone, a pastor friend, and I was telling him that we are seeing things which earlier prophets and earlier men of God of renown wish to see. They wish to see just 5% of what we are seeing. Because they read the Bible and they were looking for what they didn't see, and they died and went. And we are reading and we are seeing it, and we finish and go and sleep. It's like, CNN, CCL, that's all, and BBC, Al Jazeera. You know, we see it and it means nothing to us. Others wish to see what we were seeing. They wish that they will see it. It shouldn't go waste. And that's the essence of this program. By the grace of God, we've been doing it for a while. And, well, we just pray for more time to do what we can do as the grace allows. All right,
your time, go ahead.
That's Brian for you there. Okay, right, so let's get moving. So we have this first news is very interesting. These people are not even Christians, so they are just scientists. But, I mean, I like their interesting perspective that they put across. The doomsday clock and TikToks to annihilation. So, listen, according to the doomsday clock, we are only 100 seconds from the midnight of apocalyptic doom. This is not the pronunciation of a wild-eyed fortune teller, crazed would-be prophet, or frenzied alarmist, but a worldwide conglomerate of scientists and policymakers. They assemble annually to assess global threats and fragility and endurance limits for the planet. its inhabitants, their societies and civilizations. The vehicle by which the experts reveal their carefully reasoned estimate of the approach of doomsday is the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, that's BAS. On January 27, BAS announced its findings virtually, that's ironically due to COVID, one of the threats accelerators that hastened the TikToks to annihilation. The BAS experts tell us that we are closer to the end than at any point since the clock was presented in 1947. These are scientists, though. They are not spirit-filled, most likely, most of them. But they can even predict that we are closer to the end. Let me repeat. The BAS experts tell us that we are closer to the end than at any point since the clock was presented in 1947. This is only the second time the clock has been this close to the midnight of global extermination. Quote, with widespread mishandling of the COVID pandemic, little progress in eliminating nuclear weapons, and insufficient mitigation of destructive climate change, the BAS decided to hold the clock at the present perilous time. Listen to, they've used the word the Bible uses. Let me repeat. Mitigation of destructive climate change. The BAS decided to hold the clock at the present perilous time, and a warning and wake-up call, declared the BAS. Even scientists are calling this time perilous times. And Paul wrote this, how many? Close to 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
That perilous time shall come. You know, it is fascinating that even unbelievers are able to discern better when it comes to the times we live in. Even unbelievers are more tuned to the reality, the spiritual state of the world, than most Christians.
2 Timothy
3,
just the verse 1.
Yeah.
This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come.
I'll talk more about that one. So, it goes on. That is it. These are scientists and policymakers. I dare say that they may not be those who are maybe Christians on it, would not even express their views as Christians, because these days, in such standards of, I mean, societies, you talk as a Christian and you are branded. So it's most likely that all the people there, you may not have any serious cliche type of, but they are just using their brains, their experience, their skills to be able to predict and say that the world is in a perilous time. And you filled with the Holy Spirit, supposed to be filled with the Holy Spirit, reading the Bible, praying, speaking in the biggest tongues you can speak, and yet still you can't discern that we are in perilous times. Something is wrong somewhere. All right. Hey, this man, he was trending the news for a long time. Bill Gates calls for global alerts and, quote, pandemic fire squads, unquote, for post-COVID-19 world. Social media users are recoiling at Bill Gates' call for global disease alert system, questioning why a tech billionaire with no medical expertise or elected office is plotting what they fear could become a platform for tyranny. The Microsoft co-founder, who ranks as the world's third richest person, took to Twitter on Monday to make his pitch for a new system that he said would help prevent future pandemics. Hey, this world doctor. This would include, quote, mega testing diagnostics platforms, unquote, that could test 20% of the population every week. Now, I want to say, yeah, when you're here, just testing now. Sitting up and just be testing ourselves. That could test 20% of the population every week, Gates said in a video promoting his plans. He added that future treatments such as monoclonal antibodies and vaccines will be developed far faster in response to future disease outbreaks. Oh, no, prophets. Gates and his wife, Melinda, detailed the plan in their annual letter, which was released last Wednesday. But the Twitter video perhaps brought the implications home for observers in a more powerful way. It shows Gates moving around small figurines, that's like small figures, human, like dolls, small images of humans, like chess pieces on a world map. The figures depict humans of various races. And Gates positions them, quote, to spot disease outbreaks as soon as they happen anywhere in the world, unquote. If the so-called, quote, global alert system, unquote, identifies a new infectious pathogen, teams of first responders, like the pandemic firefighters, will rush to the location to contain the outbreak, Gates said, using toy planes, helicopters, and figurines in protective yellow suits to illustrate his point. Stopping the next pandemic will require a big investment, but I think of this as the best insurance policy the world could buy. Ebium.
It can be 2019. December 2019.
Hey. This man, you know, it's like, I don't know, he, it's interesting because from nowhere, he's become the top most vocal person when it comes to vaccines and pandemics and this and, okay.
He's more than the director of World Health Organization.
I mean, he controls things, so.
Thank you.
Hey. And the final part, let me quickly finish that part. It says, quote, Bill Gates is telegraphing globalism, setting the stage for more pandemics, advocating for an army of responders, and clearly wants the entire population screened every 6 weeks, one Twitter user said. This is clearly a plan for world domination, which is evil.
Those that will be screened will be screened.
You know, last week he was complaining that there are a lot of evil conspiracies about him. he was complaining. And it's time to share media. The people, they have to look at clamping down on those things. Okay, so the next news. Pfizer, the vaccine producers, one of the vaccine producers, current vaccine producers, set to rake in $15 billion, B for boy, $15 billion from COVID-19 vaccine sales. Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer Incorporated on Tuesday projected it will earn about $15 billion in revenue from its COVID-19 vaccine this year, the company said. Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, the first in U.S., was approved by the FDA for emergency use authorization on December 11th. The vaccine contributed $154 million in sales during the fourth quarter, the company said. Pfizer's projection for revenue from the vaccine in 2021 primarily includes doses expected to be delivered under existing contracts and may be updated as new contracts are executed, the company said, indicating that revenues could even be greater. And I was telling on our school platform, I wrote that if you are going to make this big money, this profit, $15 billion, parting away with a few million dollars to ensure that your vaccine is pushed worldwide, it's nothing at all. It's no loss.
Bribing their way through.
Because, I mean, and we know this is no secret. It's known that in the big pharma industry, they push things. You know, for instance, if they want to, they introduce a new medicine or drug or something, they introduce it to the doctors. And then, you know, in the U.S., for instance, and in Ghana, it happens. I mean, in other places as well, doctors are giving incentives to even prescribe some type of drugs so that they'll be giving payments. You know, so...
Unum crabenum.
So... Unum crabenum. So that's how it is. So if they are going to make this big money, it should not surprise us that this thing is being pushed vehemently because some people will make money by
talking as if their brains have been removed from their head. You don't have to blame them. Later. When did they talk?
Okay. Now, Denmark to introduce vaccine passports. Denmark is joining forces with businesses to develop a digital passport, quote-unquote passport, that shows if a citizen is vaccinated against COVID-19. This, its government claims, is to allow people to travel and to help ease restrictions on public life. Finance Minister Morten Bødskov told a news conference that in 3-4 months, a digital corona passport will be ready for use in, for example, business travel. At first, there will be a website where people can access proof that they have been vaccinated. This will be followed by the digital passport.
Issues. The corona is not going away.
Ah.
They are thinking 3-4 months for the digital passport.
Okay.
It shows.
Corona uncle baby out.
But
last week, the news, one of the news I read, Moderna, one of the vaccine producers to Moderna CEO, he says corona has come to stay.
Thank you.
And rather, we'll be getting boost vaccine, boost shots of injection periodically as the strains. At first, there will be a website where people can assess, prove that they have been vaccinated. This will be followed by the digital passport, quote-unquote passport. It will be the extra passport that you will be able to have on your mobile phone that documents that you have been vaccinated, Bødskov said. The move is bound to concern civil liberties groups. While compulsory inoculations and vaccinations are commonplace when it comes to entering certain countries, the notion of a compulsory jab to leave a country is a very different thing. And that is it, little by little.
Reuben, no, when I was a kid, they gave me a lot of vaccines. But now I've grown. Now I've grown. And I've known some history about vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
So from now, KJBIANEKEYA.
When you be a
no vaccine again for
especially
me.
Especially if certain doctor be self-imposed doctor. Why you know world doctor by force? Propagating and investing in it.
I'm done with vaccines. I never knew. I took it. But now I know. Otilo.
Okay, let's come to a local issue, Ghana. Children, pregnant women, and people with underlying health conditions, you know. Today, I mean, when a friend posted that, we'll all be
pregnant. We'll have underlying sicknesses. We'll become babies forever.
So, they said, children, pregnant women and people with underlying health conditions will not be vaccinated, according to Dr. Dodu. The Director General of the Ghana Standards Authority, Dr. Alex Dodu, has revealed that children, pregnant women, people with allergies and underlying health conditions, and the aged will not be vaccinated against the novel coronavirus. Ghana is expected to receive 19.5 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines by the end of June. And according to Dr. Dodu, these vaccines will be given to people with strong immunity in order to reduce the spread of the virus in the country.
Reuben, stop there. Let me ask. People rather with strong immunity are being given the vaccines to stop the spread.
Mm.
But those with compromised immunity don't need it to stop the spread.
No, they will die when they take it, or they can die when
so
they take
now,
it.
So look at it. Those with strong immunity, which God has given them, which can fight against the disease, you are telling us we need the vaccine. Now they hear Jimmy. Look at it.
He says, speaking on Joy News File on Saturday, the Ghana Standards Authority board said, quote, normally for starters, children will not be included. They are more protected and they are not passing the virus. Those with allergies, those with underlying health conditions, those whose immune system appears compromised will not be vaccinated, unquote. He explained that the pregnant women will not be vaccinated because there is no scientific data to prove that the virus will be safe for them and their unborn babies when administered to them. He, however, stated that a doctor could recommend for a pregnant woman to be vaccinated after measuring the risk and benefits of taking the vaccine. Quote, you have to look at her as an individual and judge from the potential benefits and the harm that you know can also happen and make a call, unquote, he explained. Dr. Les Dodu further added that people with HIV, AIDS, those on cancer treatment and aged will also not be vaccinated. He also told Ghanaians to expect side effects. He told Ghanaians to expect side effects after taking the vaccine. According to him, though the vaccine is safe, there will be some tolerable risks related to being vaccinated, which the population should be ready for. He advised health practitioners to educate the general public on the need for the vaccine and its accompanying side effects in order to allay fears. Quote, we need to get the public ready, not just for the vaccine, but to also expect that the protection offered by the vaccine goes with some amount of risk. There will be side effects, and it's not going to be 100% safe. It never happens. So we need to communicate that well, that there will be a lot of benefits, but there will be an accompanying measurable amount of tolerable risk. How do we determine the tolerable? Which the population should be ready for, unquote, he said. You know,
Reverend,
we've seen lots of reports of people who, you know, you can't determine how you are going to react. You don't know. You don't know your body. You don't know what is in you. So it's a gamble that you just be taking because you don't know how you are going to react.
They are experimenting with human beings. When this disease came, what did you tell us? You tell us people with underlying health distance. They are the people who need the max more because they are at higher risk. And now the vaccine come and the people who you claim, you told us, are higher risk, you say now they will not be vaccinated, but those rather who are strong. Would rather be vaccinated
to create a herd immunity.
This is below common sense. Those with half risk. Now, when we're going to church, when they open the church, they said those people should not go. They should stay at home because for them they can contract it easily. And now vaccine come and you say those people rather don't need it, but those who have strength need it
because they can react. That's the fear now. They are going to react.
So which means when it enters those with strong immunity, what will happen? Then it means it's going to compromise ours too. Because if not, what are you afraid? We want those with compromised immune system rather to be boosted. Is that not what we're saying?
Let me get to where the main message is.
Here, Jimmy. Yeah, Jimmy,
main message, you know. Let me get there. He told Samson Ladia Yenini that the deployment of the vaccines will be done using government's expanded program for immunization, EPI, to reach all 238 districts of Ghana. He, however, stated that churches and mosques may also be used as vaccination centers should there be a need to do so. Churches and mosques may also be used as vaccination centers should there be the need to do so. By all means, there will be the need.
It's not that should there be. That is the plan.
That's the plan.
They told you no mask, no church. We sounded this alarm.
No church.
But some of you called us alarmist.
No church.
We told you that a time is coming. It will be no vaccine, no church. When we said it, many of you blah, blah, blah. They have hinted already and it will come. They will tell you, if you don't take the vaccine, no church. And because of the investments we've made in auditoriums, the pastors now will be forced. Those who want to still be mega pastors will be forced to take it. Go to church and tell their church members to take it. And once you take it, Tim.
Okay, the final part. Deploying vaccines may sound like a small issue, but just imagine 238 districts in Ghana and having to ensure that every vaccine is kept at the temperature it should be kept. Also, it must be given to people who are stated, and then we follow up to ensure that they are not damaged because at the end of the day, safety becomes the key. Quote, in the U.S., they are using FedEx to move vaccines around. They are using pharmacies to deploy vaccines. In Ghana, it will be the usual system we have been using for EPI, the expanded program of immunization, but we cannot rule out the possibility that churches and mosques will be used as vaccination centers, unquote.
2018, the sister in then in Lebanon, the Lord revealed it. It was in church. They were taking injection, and as we said, it was in two forms. Mm-hmm. You take the first one, you give, then you will come back. Then somebody in a dream told her, come, and say, run and go. This is what the Lord revealed. 2018, somewhere in November. And now it's coming. And this sister also came, this white lady also came with the vision where the Lord said that it is the church, the leadership of the church, even those saying that the, talking against the mark of the beast, they will be the people that will lead you to take it. Here we go. It's coming. Be prepared.
You know, years back, the Lord showed, I mean, people have had messages about churches will be registration centers for the Antichrist system and all. You see, let's get it clear. Yes, the vaccine is not the mark, but it is leading towards the system. Because if you look at the traits of all that is surrounding it, that's exactly what is happening. But you see, it's a starting point. Eventually,
is the system is the seed.
You need to be identified.
It is the seed. Once the seed enter, and you get to
that
the fruit.
Identification is where the validation of your number. You are, because you have to be, it should be worldwide. You should be identified worldwide. Because if you leave Ghana and you go to UK, you should show that, yes, you've been vaccinated. What is the proof? If it's just a card that you can print, like the yellow card one, but people can do fake ones. So to ensure that it's not a card which is fake, or people can easily do their fake ones, it should have to be a digital one. And that is where eventually all these RFID things we've heard years back, gradually, this is where we are headed. But the thing must start somewhere and gradually be moving towards the end point. So when you see class one, they know that there's class six at the end.
That is
of
it.
The, if you're the school building, when you see class one, there's always class six at the end.
That's it.
So we are seeing class one. So be warned of class six.
Satan is not
Don't
stupid
be deceived by class
to
one.
Invest in anything
at the end. That look at
he
the end.
He knows the end. Everything he begins, he knows the end. When they started telling us rapture first, he knew what was going to happen, and they brought in rapture first before tribulation. They brought it in. Now look at where it's going. It's the same thing. It begins from somewhere and it will end somewhere. So while the Lord has even said, even unto death, don't take it, then he knows what he's talking about.
We have Christian nurse falsely accused of blasphemy by a co-worker tied and beaten in Pakistan. A Christian nurse in Pakistan and her family have gone into hiding after being accused of committing blasphemy by a Muslim co-worker. Many across the country are upset after videos surfaced online of her being attacked by co-workers. Tabitha Nazir Gill, a 30-year-old Christian nurse, was accused of blasphemy Thursday at Sobdraj Maternity Hospital in Karachi City in Sindh province, where she worked for 9 years. The US-based persecution advocacy organization, International Christian Concern, reports. And lots of persecution cases in recent times. And we have this one. Muslim-majority Kosovo forges ties with Israel and will open embassy in Jerusalem. Israel and Kosovo formally established diplomatic ties on Monday, with the Muslim-majority territory also recognizing Jerusalem as the Jewish state's capital, putting it at odds with the rest of the Islamic world. In a ceremony held over Zoom in Jerusalem and Pristina, Foreign Minister Gabi Askenazi and his counterpart from the Republic of Kosovo, Meliza Haranijaj Stubila, signed a joint declaration establishing ties. As Kenazi said, he had approved Kosovo's, quote, formal request to open an embassy in Jerusalem, unquote. Quote, the establishment of relations between Israel and Kosovo is an important and moving historical step that reflects the many changes the region has experienced in recent months, unquote, as Kenazi said. Then today, quote, Kosovo officially joined the circle of countries that aspire to peace and stability and recognize Israel and Jerusalem as its capital, unquote. And as these alliances are being signed, we are headed towards the peace peaceful pact that will be signed eventually. You know, it's a gradual process. Gradually, the Palestinians are being pushed to the war where they will have no option than to agree to whatever is put on the table. So, one by one, Muslim nations are getting into alliances with Israel, and it's all headed towards the system where there will be a peaceful agreement, Jerusalem will be divided, and all that. You know, these are things that clearly border on end time, and, you know, of course, it tells you that the Antichrist is not long in coming then, because these are some things he has a role in, direct hand, you know. So, interesting times ahead. That's it. Then, Satanic Temple seals city of Boston to obtain equal opportunity to invoke Satan at council meetings. The Satanic Temple, ATST, has filed suits against the city of Boston to challenge its practice of allowing council members to choose those who present the invocation during public meetings rather than accepting requests from community members. The group's legal challenge comes after it was denied requests to participate in 2016 and 2017. Quote, this case is not a challenge to legislative power prayers generally, and it's not a challenge to offensive prayers particularly. The complaint filed on Sunday states, we take no issue with the fact that the city permits many congregations to invoke Jesus before council meetings. We just want an equal opportunity, one guaranteed by the Constitution, to invoke Satan. It explains that the city allows the council members to select those who pray during council meetings, but in doing so, most of the invocations presented are either Christian, Muslim, or Jewish. Quote, as a result, the city broadcasts two constitutionally impermissible messages. Those religions who may make the cut are endorsed and are therefore insiders of the politically favored community. Those who don't make the cut are not endorsed and are therefore outsiders from the politically favored community, unquote. The lawsuit states, Temple of TST, that's the Satanic Temple, therefore lodged a complaint with the Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination. Whilst they investigated the matter, it concluded that it could not be of assistance as the situation is not one of public accommodation, since presenters must be invited by the councillors. It also lacks the authority to address the constitutionality of the issue. The Satanic Temple has therefore filed suit to obtain a court ruling in hopes that a judge would order their exclusion unconstitutional. So they also want to come and invoke their powers there. Secretary of State, the U.S., the new one, Antony Blinken, orders LGBT flags to be flown at U.S. embassies and is going to name a special envoy for gay rights. So don't be surprised when you go to Accra and the U.S. embassy, you see the rainbow flying alongside the U.S. flag. That is how low the country has sunk. LGBT activists are cheering Secretary of State Antony Blinken's announcement that he will reverse an order from President Donald Trump and put up the pride flags at the U.S. embassies around the world. The Biden administration is off to a hopeful start as Secretary of State nominee Antony Blinken has confirmed a recommitment to LGBTQ rights. In a memo from July 2020, former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper released a list of flags permitted to be displayed at U.S. military bases. Missing from the list was the LGBTQ pride flag, which Esper compared to the Confederate flag. Prior to the ban, embassies raised the flag during Pride Month on the official embassy flagpole. During the hearing, okay, so and on and on, and that was during the Senate hearing and all that, he promised to do so. And now the LGBT community is happy about it. But it tells you the level of, how low the system is going. And this is the world we find ourselves in. I have two more things to read, very, very important things. I'll read it. Those are not news per se. They are not news actually, but it's very important information. I'll read it after this short break. We'll be right back.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in hell, let's obey this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross that Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ. Body lay, light of the world by darkness laid, and bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, since curse has he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. Of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man could ever.
Okay, so when I go in there for judgment, I need how many points to get into heaven?
1,000.
Should be, no problem. I was a good husband. How many points do you think I'll get for that?
Oh, two.
Two? Well, how much for being a doctor? Now, I saved lives.
3 points.
That's it? What about the time I ran into that burning house to save a kitten?
That was good.
And?
2 points.
But I could have died.
2 points.
I banked a lot on that stupid cat.
I'm sorry.
So, to get into heaven, I need...
1,000 points.
And I have...
7. It's time for you to go in now.
No, wait a minute. I'm a pretty good fellow. If all I get is 7 points, how does anyone get into heaven?
They don't take the test.
What? Now, why not?
Because they know they don't meet God's standards.
Then how do they get into heaven?
They've asked Jesus to take the test for them. They get in on his score, not theirs.
Are you putting your faith in what you can do or accomplish? Or are you putting your faith in God? Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
And I'll have a bowl of your clam chowder.
Thank you, sir.
So as I was saying, Bob, what you and I believe about God is different, but that's okay.
How so?
Well, what you believe about God is true for you, and what I believe is true for me.
Here you go, sir.
Thank you.
They can't both be true.
Oh, sure they can. It's all about belief. Wait a minute. This isn't clam chowder, it's a bowl of water.
That's okay. Why don't you just believe it's clam chowder?
Because it's not.
Well, I believe I can smell clam.
This is a bowl of tap water.
You said that belief is all that matters when it comes to God. If that logic applies to something as important as God, it should work on your soup.
Regardless of what I believe, this is still going to be a bowl of water.
Frank, God is as real as that bowl of water. So we have to discover who God really is. We can't just believe what we want to believe about him.
Fine, God is God, but this is not soup.
Yeah, it's for washing your hands in after you eat your order of ribs.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
Welcome back to Spirit 88.3 FM. This is Issues of Life. You know, today, Brian has just put me in laughing mode. But anyway, let me continue what I have to read. Okay, so this is serious business now. And, you know, we've been talking about the times we live in, the issues coming, the China church. We talk about the China church a lot. You know, last week, interestingly, after the issues, the evening or the next, I think Sunday or so, no, I think that evening when I got home, then I saw this message. I got this message. Interestingly, it fits exactly the times we live in and the state of the church. And this is a warning to the church indeed. And let me quickly read it and then a second one. An urgent warning from the Chinese Christians to Christians in North America. But this is beyond North America. It's to all of us because we are also following the North American system, as it were. Beware of the distorting of the rapture doctrine. A serious warning Christians in North America must heed. In this case, a warning Christians in Ghana must heed. I will never forget the urgent message given to the students during the student body during chapel hour in my Bible college so many years ago. The guest speaker was a missionary who worked with Chinese Christians. He took the podium and shared the following message with a look of great somberness on his face. Quote, the following message comes from Christians living under communism in China. It is a lesson for all Christians facing end-time persecution all over the world. Do not use the rapture doctrine as an escapist doctrine from persecution for Jesus' sake. Many Christians in China, however, made that mistake, and here is what happened. When it appeared to Christians across China that the communists were about to take control of their country, reportedly, many Christians went to their pastors in China and asked the questions like, quote, Pastor, is Jesus coming to rapture us out to save us from the communists? And the report came back from China that many pastors gave their congregations false assurances of hope. Many were led by their pastors to believe that Jesus would come just in time to save them from what they knew would be terrible persecution from the Chinese communists. But as we all know, Jesus did not come in time to save them. And the report came out of China that after the Chinese communists seized power, many Christians were arrested throughout China, including their pastors. Communists persecutors imprisoned them and they were beaten and tortured and killed under communism. And because they were not given warning to prepare their hearts and to endure persecution and suffering for Jesus, many Chinese Christians fell away. Some reportedly cursed God and their pastors Some reportedly cursed God and their pastors from inside prison and labor camps. For example, saying, quote, "Pastor, why did you lie to us?" And this is what I've been saying sometimes. If those who remember, I've been saying this sometimes. "Pastor, why did you lie to us? You told us that Jesus will come to rescue us, and he did not. How can I still believe in God and what you teach?" I've been given this warning that one day some pastors will hear this statement from their church members if they don't do the right thing now. Sadly, during my years of investigative journalism, uncovering and exposing the planned persecution of the church under the coming and New World Order takeover of America, I was to meet many Christians across America who had the same kind of response to my warnings. One woman said, "Oh, I don't have to worry about your information. Jesus is going to rapture me out here first." I noted that she had neither chapter nor verse from the Bible conclusively proving that somehow before she could even suffer the loss of hangnail for Jesus' sake, she was going to get raptured out. Woohoo! I mean, like this exclamation statement, like excitement. She must have had some kind of prophetic word from the Lord, somehow knowing the day and the hour of when Jesus is coming for his own. Insider information that even Jesus himself does not know, but only the Father. And then the body of Christ across you spend more the time examining the word of God. Nowhere in the Bible does it ever state that Jesus will take his children out of the world and when they are frightened flesh, fearing persecution, and wants him to do so. Remember, Jesus did not come in time to rescue the tens of millions of Christians who suffered and died under the grim communism over the past 100 years. Nor did he come in time to rescue the Christians who suffered and died under the deadly sword of Islamic persecution in recent years and ISIS in Syria and Iraq and beyond. The word of God states clearly in Matthew 24 that the 10 times immediately prior to the return, Jesus said to his disciples that all nations would hate Christians and deliver them up to the tribulation and be put to death for his sake. And only under the Antichrist one world government of the Bible, the book of Revelation, can all nations simultaneously hate and persecute Christians worldwide. Jesus warned that many would hate one another, betray one another, and fall away from the faith. But he added, "He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Not he that is raptured, but rather he that endures to the end, remaining faithful unto death in Jesus Christ." Enduring persecution unto the end does not indicate a quick rapture escape from persecution, but rather a Christian enduring to the end of one's life, remaining faithful unto death, including through persecution and martyrdom. Do I personally believe that Jesus' coming is very soon? Absolutely. At the end times, signs of his soon return are here in our world today. But it's dangerous and presumptuous for Christians in North Africa, in this case in Ghana, to believe that somehow we are going to be raptured out before end time prophecies fulfilled in the world, which indicates that both persecution and martyrdom for Jesus' sake is coming. One American pastor even gave a sermon trying to prove that we were all going to be raptured out before we could suffer any persecution for Jesus, stating, "Jesus does not want a bruised bride." So the early disciples, they are not qualified to be brides then.
Peter and others were not qualified.
Serious. Well, let's check that theory out again. 2,000 years of church history and millions of martyrs who died for being faithful unto death throughout the centuries. Christians have been hated, crucified, tortured, imprisoned under false charges, tempted to deny Jesus or die, and more over these past 2,000 years. Lots of bruised brides of Christ. Wouldn't you say? In closing, I would remind you of the words of Jesus, in which he stated that a time will come for many Christians when they would desperately wish for the day of his coming, but he nevertheless would not come when they wanted him to come. The timing, I think this writing, I missed some line. The timing is in the hands of God alone. True pastors and genuine shepherds over the flock of God who always seek to prepare the hearts of God's precious people to courageously face and endure persecution for the sake of Jesus Christ. A true lover of eternal souls would never mislead God's people with false doctrine and false promises. Let's face it, people who are prepared for coming crisis will be better enabled to endure and overcome such crisis than those who have not been prepared. Preparation is always critical for success. In closing, let us as Christians therefore learn a lesson from what happened to Christians in China. Many pastors reportedly soothed their fears of persecution with false promises and heterical doctrines, which I call the rapture escapism heresy. Chinese Christians informed that they would be raptured out before they would suffer and die under the communism in China. Subsequently, cursed both God and their pastors when they discovered the doctrine was simply not true as China fell into communism. Sadly, they had not been adequately warned by many pastors, and therefore they had not prepared their hearts sufficiently through praying and fasting to face their coming times of testing. And as direct consequence, many tragically fell away when the persecution came at last. And at the end of every Christian who falls away and denies Jesus Christ can only be eternal, only at the end is only eternal damnation, even as the Bible makes clear. Friends, don't let this happen to you. Avoid such pastors with false distorting doctrines regarding the rapture. As a genuine Christian who truly cares about eternal souls of God's beloved people, I exhort you to spend more time in prayer and fasting if your health permits, seeking God about what I have shared and what you see unfolding in America and, let me add, in the world today. Of course, we as Christians can see clearly the evidence of Jesus' soon return and the catching away of the saints, nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines, plagues, and earthquakes in diverse places. It's all here and more, but not one of us knows the day nor the hour when he shall be taken out of this world. Therefore, we must all as Christians prepare our hearts to endure and overcome whatever persecution or tribulations we must face for his sake in these days which we live in. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout of the voice of an archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. And then it goes on and on. The name Pamela Rye Scarfett, she wrote this warning. You know, if you read about the Boxer Rebellion or Boxer Revolution in China, a similar issue, you know, you read this history and you realize giving false hope eventually creates a bigger problem because you undermine their trust in you, the leader. And so it's like, whoa, we looked up to you, we've listened to you, you've been your follower, or you've been our leader, our shepherd, our pastor, our bishop, our prophet for all these years. We trusted your words. And you couldn't tell us the truth and you misled us. You know, seriously, if you're a leader and you get to that point when your members can look up to you and tell you that you lied to us, it will be the worst day in your ministry. This thing, the Lord showed someone, or some people have shown some people, that it will cause some pastors to even commit suicide when they get to this point. Because the embarrassment and the shame of little, their, I mean, as you call their little babies in Christ, whatever you call them, will stand to you and point fingers at you and tell you that, Pastor, you lied to us. After we gave the seed offerings and the tithes and everything, you couldn't tell us the truth to prepare us spiritually. You lied to us. I mean, it's obvious that something is not right in the world now. It's so obvious. Even unbelievers can know something is not right. So instead of getting back to the Bible and allowing the Holy Spirit to direct us and show us, you know, I mean, a lot of pastors may not openly say it, but some are confused in their minds now because they look at what is happening and you can see what is coming. You don't need to be a prophet to know that something is ahead of us. But because of a doctrine that they were taught in Bible school, we were taught this, so that must be the, because of that, let's hold on to it. And they have also taught it for centuries, for decades. Some have been pastors for 30 years or more, and they've taught this for all these years. So now to go back and say, no, it was a wrong thing, they would rather hold on to that. But dear listener of Issues, we are at a point where you must know the truth for yourself. We've been giving this warning for a while and for some time now. Let me read the second warning. I was telling a pastor friend that when I read a dream from him, then I know that actually the thing is coming indeed. Because he, you know, there are people who, when they dream, sure banker, it will happen. No matter, when he writes a dream and I read it, a year or two maximum, I mean, it will eventually come to pass. I've known him for some years now, and every dream he writes, he sees, then the Lord shows him, he writes it. It's just a matter of time, it unfolds. So, for instance, when he wrote that Trump was going to lose, I knew that this thing. I mean, that's and exactly it happened. So many things, but he wrote this thing this week, and it's also addressed to the church. It's a very interesting warning to the church. We've spoken about it here in various ways, but let me add his to it. These are serious, perilous times. Interestingly, I mean, that day, the message I was thinking about from the word of God was perilous times. And then I saw his message. I said, God is speaking. These are seriously perilous times. That's the title. The above is what I heard in a vision of the Lord God Almighty. The Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit in the morning of 4th February 2021. As I heard these words, I saw persecution of Christians take place. So probably in a metaphorical or symbolic instance, I saw Christians running and hiding away as some sought them, wanting to sprinkle what looked like hot water on them. The hot water was being sprinkled through a water gun, sort of. These people who wanted to sprinkle them with hot water were agents who were based in church. They were church agents, sent to pursue those who were running and had hidden so that they could sprinkle the hot water upon them. That's into bracket, enforce the sprinkling of the hot water upon them. So the persecution was actually internal, right within the church. Persecution of truly born again Christians. I don't know what other contents were in the hot water sprinkle, but it was church sanctioned procedure. The vision of the Lord then ended. So these are seriously perilous times, says the Lord. The perilous times are here upon the earth. There will be persecution upon the earth, including right within the church. Procedures and systems will be enforced, and people who refuse to adhere will be persecuted, even pursued in some instances. There will be no safe place, not even in the church, except for those who anchor themselves in the word of God and in Christ Jesus, the rock. Those who endure, persevere, stand strong in the Lord without compromise to the end will be saved and emerge victorious. Then he quoted 2 Timothy 3:1-9. The perilous times verse, Kelvin Mirasi. You know, these are the things unfolding. There's a reason and a purpose why God is speaking to the church at this point in time about these things. You know, clearly something is unfolding. But it takes you to be spiritually alert and sensitive to be able to discern and decipher what is happening or where we find ourselves in. You know, I felt sad this week. I saw one post, and I mean, Christians are giving and all, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, one lady or one person was, what is wrong with, you know, that what is happening in the system? Is it in the Bible? And, you know, all these analytical questions and trying to be logical type of thing. And you see, it's sad when you realize that in the quest to be, yes, we are spiritual, but we are refusing to just look at the fundamentals of things around us to link it to the Bible. And that is where sometimes the church, I believe, misses the great opportunity in knowing where we find ourselves, because we tend to separate the Bible from the reality. So things are unfolding, yes, in the world, and you seem to have, not seem, that's the reality. We have two sets of Christians now. Those who look at the news, they read the Bible and they understand what is happening. Then those who look at the news, read the Bible and close the Bible and don't understand what is happening. So there's so much confusion in the minds of people, so much lack of information in the hearts of believers. But as time we get back to the basics, the Holy Spirit is the foundation. I keep repeating the verse that is there, John 16:13-14. The Holy Spirit is supposed to teach us and show us what is to come. Why are we not allowing him to show us what is coming? And when he is also showing others what is coming, because it's not us, we say no. It can't be so, because it's not us. You see, we are just tickling ourselves that, oh, all is well, just as the Chinese Christians did in those times. Brothers and sisters, all is not well. It's time we change our mode into the fact that we have to start moving into the survival mode. How are we going to survive the days and times ahead? And for the next few weeks, I'll be addressing these issues a lot. I mean, I have a lot of information to talk about. I mean, biblical, I mean, get into the Bible and teach a few things from the Bible as points. You know, we have to understand some of these things well, to the fact that change has come into the world. The world has changed forever. I mean, if anyone tells you we are going to 2019 type of lifestyle or before COVID lifestyle type of world renew, that person has deceived you. Well, this world is not going back again. It has changed forever. It has changed forever. And this is where we should be able to quickly identify that this change that has happened. Physically, yes, but there is a corresponding spiritual change. Unfortunately, Christians are missing it. Some Christians are missing it. So we see the change. Yes, COVID, no mask, social distancing. I mean, there's all these things. But we are ignoring the fact that there is also a spiritual shift that has happened. And this shift is onto another phase of Christianity. And this is where this persecution thing is about to unfold. Gradually, it's about to unfold. That's why the warnings are stepping up. The warnings are increasing. There's a reason why God gives warnings. God, I mean, not that he has nothing to do and just throws warnings through people, through dreams and through prophetic word. No, there's a purpose and a reason and a timing. Some messages, some warnings are for a specific time. And see, it's just like you stand at a train station. No, we don't use train. I mean, so let me use a bus station that is really time-conscious bus station. Ghana, we don't have any system like that. So, but if a station where the bus is coming at, you know, I went to Japan some time back, yeah, the train will not be even late for 30 seconds. 30 seconds, the train will not be late. Prompt on time. If you say you want to catch this train at 7 o'clock and you go there, you get there 7:01 or 7:02, you are late. Prompt. So if you know a train is coming at 7 and you say, oh, let me get there at 7:10, don't expect to meet the train. And that is how a lot of Christians we are behaving. There's a time bound prophetic warnings. Some warnings are time bound, and that's exactly what is happening. So when we miss these warnings, it's a big mess. When we miss these timings, it's a big mess. These warnings are coming alongside with the promise of the great awakening, the final revival, the move of God. But how can we prepare ourselves when we don't even believe these things? Because we are selfish, we believe Jesus is coming to rapture us alone and go and leave the rest to go to hell. Because they are the sinners. We don't even pray for revival. We don't even pray for people to be saved again. We are so self. We think only about ourselves. So we don't care if others are saved or not. Jesus will come and take that few of us, escapists. Let's escape and go. But what about the many who are not saved? So because of this escapist mentality this writer was talking about, we don't even want to accept that there's even going to be a final revival, because for that means we are going to stay here for some time, and that's where the difficult time comes in. So to escape that, Jesus, don't bring any revival. Let's come and rapture the few of us and let's go. How can we think this way? I mean, so you see, if we don't reorient our thinking, then even we are also missing the opportunity to be part of God's final harvest. And that's why I said in the beginning that there is a reason why God placed you on the surface of this earth in a place called Ghana, in a place Kumasi, wherever you are listening to this program. There is a reason why you are alive now in this generation. And at this moment in time, you are not dead. God has a purpose and a plan. And if we think we are just here waiting for the rapture and quickly we run away and takes us and we go, then please renew your mind. And start asking God, God, what is my purpose? Why am I alive now? What role do I have to play in the times coming? There's a reason. There must be a reason for sure. It just can't be that you are just here for eating and drinking and then tomorrow you die and go. No. And if we miss this opportunity that the team leader, the captain and the coach, the King of Kings himself, God himself, places you and sees it worthy to call you in his final selection of team players, and you disappoint so heavily that you are irrelevant and of no purpose in the team, remember, we are going to give account of our time. We are going to give account. I mean, the most painful thing is when you are told that you should have done this, that. Why didn't you do it? And why couldn't you do it? What are we going to say? Yeah, let's continue from there.
Reverend, a very good evening to you, and God bless you as well as entire management and our listeners. You know, as where Brabin ended, we're going to give account of everything, our time and everything the Lord has given us. If you can hear the voice, you can see the voice is tired. But yes, so we are here to continue. We just came today, this morning. We came from a certain village where we had no network, but we are here. In this era, the things we see on this program, day in and day out, you get to know. The things we've been seeing, they come into pass. We've been warning. We warn and people call us alarmist. But the things we see, they come to pass. A time is coming, you may not hear our voice on this network again. Anything at all can happen. And during that time, what are you going to do? What am I going to do? What are we going to do? So the little messages we give you, you must hold it. You must meditate upon it. Then go to the Lord in prayer. Don't say, my pastor did not tell me, my pastor have not said it. No. It's not everything the Lord will give to your pastor. It's not everything. How are you going to be prepared for the days ahead? Reuben, tonight, around 4 that week, I got some news and I was very much happy. You know, there is this sister, Pelamua. She used to be Miss Universe.
Oh, okay.
And I saw one time a video, Joy FM, Joy TV, that she was preaching in a car.
Wow.
So I decided we should look for her, and God being so good, we were able to locate her. So Sister Anwa went to her and spoke to her, and spoke to her some things about holiness. Not knowing, after listening to the message, she went to pray about it, and the Lord confirmed it. When she started to put it into practice, you know where she is, Asana. Somebody who was owing a fasting, this thing at, how do we call it? This your mall. Tatakwashi ran about this mall, which is the
Akrabo.
Those areas. She has now left the fashion and everything. You know, you can Google about her, Pelamua, Miss Universe. You go and see her. She is now in a certain village. And this thing we're talking about, he said the Lord told her that the time is coming, Christians cannot be able to survive in cities. So the Lord showed her she is somewhere in the Kuyapim doing farming.
She has started.
So when Awa got her again, she said, what you told me, after going to the Lord and confirming, the Lord now gave me this extra information. So I've been here planting. I've been planting, how do we call it, sweet potato, this. And she was now telling Anwa, what you told me has benefited me. I'm also giving you extra information. So move from the city and come. Just this evening, around 4, Sister Anwa called me and gave me this information.
But Destin, haven't you been saying
this? We've been saying this.
Yeah, we are getting there.
You cannot stay in the city, no. You can't. Your money in the bank will become useless. Your properties in the city will become useless. The future of real Christians will go back in the days, the stone ages, where they were planting and doing things among themselves, living up the systems of the world.
Yeah,
this is where we get it. But when you say this, you say we're scaring you. It will come to pass. We said the vaccine will come. Hasn't it come? We are now preparing everything. Everything will come. Everything we say here. No, why must we come to sit here and lie to you?
We have no interest.
Reverend doesn't have a church. He hasn't started a church. I don't have a church. So why must we come to sit here, use the airtime the radio station has given us, then we'll lie to you for what? Once we know every liar will end in the lake of fire.
And we'll give account for everything.
And we will give account for every word we speak here. Now let's go into the word of God. Get this. Don't think that this big messages or this messages, warnings, must be given to the big men and the big women of God. No. Let me give you an example. 1 Samuel chapter 3. From verse 4 up to 9. The Lord bypassed Eli, the high priest, and went and called Samuel. Samuel didn't even know the voice of the Lord. So when the Lord calls Samuel, Samuel will come back to Eli and say, my Lord, are you calling me? Eli says no. It happened 3 times. Samuel came the 3rd time. Now Eli perceived it is God calling Samuel. So now Eli told Samuel, go and sleep. When the voice come calling you again, say, Lord, speak it, for your servant heareth. Samuel went and the voice came, and he obeyed and did what Eli did. Eli said, and the Lord spoke to Samuel concerning Eli and his lineage. Why didn't God go to speak to Eli himself? But the Lord decided to speak to Samuel, who did not even know the voice of God. And he was able to recognize the voice of God by the coaching of senior Eli. The next morning, Samuel was even afraid to tell Eli what the Lord had told him. But Eli, being a sensible high priest, a sensible senior pastor, rather called Samuel and threatened Samuel. By then, they were able to swear. Threaten Samuel with an oath that if you don't tell me what the Lord told you, this will happen between me and you. And now Samuel told Eli. But now, because it was not given to senior pastor, no. Because it was not given to bishop, no.
Because it was not given to apostle, no. Didn't God speak to a camel and ask whilst the prophet was blind? The Lord was in the Bible opened the eyes of an ass to see an angel standing in the way, but the prophet didn't see. When it comes to the things of God, my Bible makes me to understand that not many wise people, according to the flesh, have been called by God. The Lord takes the stupid things of the world to confound the wise, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 26 to 29. So please, the informations we give, take it serious. A time is coming, you cannot get it here. For me, as of now, Facebook, I'm off. YouTube, I'm off. I didn't close down my accounts, but I signed off, I logged off eternally. I wouldn't go back again. A time is coming, we know WhatsApp, brethren. The WhatsApp, this thing, I'm dating this thing. How is it? Is it cool?
It's
have you read it?
Is it cool,
the new terms, is it cool that we can still continue using? I can come and pray.
Actually, there were some reviews being as well. I have to do further reading about it.
Then
again.
Please do and let me know if I can still go for it. If not, we are moving. A time is coming, we'll be in the bush. We cannot even have access. So this is the time you can have access to certain. Now, let's look at this. How can you be prepared for the days ahead? The only way to prepare, the largest way, is to know the word of God.
Certainly.
And to obey. This is it. If you don't know the word of God, how do you know where we've got into? And if you know it and you don't obey, how does it work? Talking about this rapture and great tribulation, everything is stated in the word of God. But since we have decided no, we will follow what we were taught rather than what the Bible is saying, we will get it wrong. And once you get it wrong, you are going to suffer for it. I've been saying this every time. I've heard people saying whether rapture first, great tribulation first, it doesn't matter, please.
It matters, Papa.
It matters.
Like the Chinese church, what happened to them?
Somebody going to school, and you tell the person you didn't write final examination. And the day they are graduating, early in the morning, 7 a.m., you tell them they are writing such papers. Can they pass the examination? They will fail. But if you should have told them they will write final examination, they will have prepared for the examination. So telling people they won't see the great tribulation, and all of a sudden it comes, as Raymond said, the trust issue, you have lied to them. And they will not say you, they will say God. And it's not God, it is you and me who have deceived them.
And they will fall away.
And they will fall away.
And their blood will be on your hands.
Yes. This is something you should get it. God was not stupid to start rapture and great tribulation, giving all the event. If God didn't know that it was important, why would he put it there? He knows it's important. And we must take the word of God as it is. Because now, for those who are preparing for the great tribulation, they are preparing first in holiness, inside out. And secondly, they have prepared their mind psychologically and their body. But for those who are preparing only for rapture, they are only preparing in holiness.
Emotionally,
psychologically, physically, they are not prepared.
And even spiritually,
spiritually as well. Prepared, yeah. Because you are not taking the entire word. Yeah. You are taking some off.
You are not praying in advance.
You are not praying that God strengthen me, help me to persevere, my faith, help me to endure to the end. That prayer is not coming.
Yeah.
Your prayer is God. I'm ready. Take me. I'm ready. This is it.
Send your chariot of fire to come and pick us.
This is it. So the first thing you should know, our Lord and God Jesus, every day I've been quoting him, he's our standard. Matthew chapter 4, 1 to 11. After fasting and praying 40 days, 40 nights, how did he overcome Satan?
The word.
The word. It is written. It is written. It is written. We must never compromise the word of God. We must never misinterpret the word of God. No. No part of the Bible is of any private interpretation. Let's get this. No part of of the Bible is of any private interpretation. You must interpret the word of God as the Holy Spirit gives utterances. So if Jesus, the Lord and God, overcame Satan after 40 days and 40 nights, fasting and prayer, with the word of God, what of you and me? Until we get the word of God right, we are doomed. Because Satan will always misinterpret the word of God. When Satan came to Jesus, he quoted the Bible. So the first thing you need is the word of God. That is the major. That is the general. And remember the Bible says, whosoever does not abide in the doctrine of Christ doesn't have God. 2 John chapter 1 verse 9. Anybody who doesn't abide in the doctrine of Christ doesn't have God. Why did Christ say rapture first? Did Christ ever say that? Why haven't any pastor been able to tell me that the rapture will come before great tribulation? Jesus said it. No.
You said it was silent.
Will Jesus be silent about that one of the greatest events he is waiting for? Carrying of his bride? And Jesus will be silent? And go and talk about other things? No. We just want to swim it. It is there.
Escapist.
But just that. Escapist mentality. We want to swim it. So the word of God. Number two. Remember we are treated here. The armor of God. We took it. Step by step. About 8 or 7 variables. We took all of them. Step by step on this network. And we did justice to it. Because the fight we are in. Let's read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 to 13. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 to 13. Let's read it and see. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord is the word of God. The Lord is about the word of God and the power of his might. The power of God is all about his word. He said he sent his word to heal. He said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Deception has been the major tool of Satan. The wiles. The deception. And if you, me, us, we don't know the truth, what happens? We are going to be deceived. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickednesses in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Why are we trying to run away from the evil day? The evil day will surely come. And having done all to stand, even in the midst of the evil day, you, me, us, we must be able to stand. This is what the word of God is saying. Today we're going to talk about one of the major ways that God speaks to his children. The prophets in the word of God. One of the major ways. And in this end time, under the dispensation of the Holy Ghost, one of the major ways God speaks to his children is dreams. Dreams. Let me tell you this, me. I don't even dream and remember. When I dream, I forget. But that doesn't mean because I am not able to use like that gift, doesn't mean when God gives it to somebody, I should be offended. This is where we have the problem. Giftings and things that God has given to other people, instead of celebrating it, instead of using that to our advantage, we get offended because we don't have it. I said, me talking to you, when I dream, I forget. It's only once, then I'll remember. Most of the dreams I forget. But it doesn't mean because I forget my dreams. It doesn't mean that people who have dreams, creatures coming from God, we should not celebrate it. Now let's look at this. Joel chapter 2, 28. Joel 2. For those of you on the broadcast list, you have received this message, we recorded. But for those who are not, it's not everybody who is on WhatsApp. So we will try to let them also have some. Let's go. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. The essence of dreams. The importance of dreams in this end time. Joel chapter 2:28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and upon your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. So dreams, prophecies, and visions are one of the ways the Lord said when the Holy Spirit came. And when he came to us, when the Holy Spirit came upon them, in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, he said, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now let's read from verse 15 and see. When they were filled with the Holy Ghost, started to speak in tongues, people begin to laugh at them. Let's listen to what happened. He said, for this are not drunken men as ye suppose, seeing it is by the third, he said, by the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, that, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men and your young women, he said, your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. So when the gift of the Holy Ghost comes, these are some of the gifts that will manifest. Visions, dreams, and prophecies. So these are things God uses. So when we read Daniel chapter 1, verse 17, Daniel 1:17, the Lord gave Daniel the power to interpret dreams. It's a gift. Dream is a gift. It's an access. So there must be somebody to interpret. If we can remember, Joseph also was an interpreter of dreams. Now let's look. Do you know the prophets in the Bible? God spoke to them in dreams. Majority of the Bible, me and you read, they were dreams God gave. Let's look at Numbers chapter 12, verse 6. So that when we begin talking about dreams God is giving and warning us against several things, including the coronavirus vaccine, then you got to know that it is God warning his children. Let's look at Numbers. Numbers chapter 12, verse 6. Numbers chapter 12, verse 6. Let's listen to the Lord. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I the Lord, this Lord is capital L capital O capital R capital D, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak to him in a dream. God says, I speak to my children in dreams, my prophets. So Jeremiah, Daniel, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and others, all the things we read in the Bible, majority of them, they are dreams that God gave them. Let's look at Job. Job chapter 33, verse 14 to 16. Job 33, 14 to 16. In this era, don't take dreams for joke. God continues to use dreams to warn us. Job chapter 33. Let's look at 14 now, and I read. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceive it not. He said God speaks to us severally, once and twice. We don't perceive it. He's going to show us how God communicates to us that me and you, we don't perceive. In a dream, in the vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in the slumberings of the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction. When we are asleep, God opens our ears and seals instructions. So you see, God speaks to us through dreams and visions. Even in Jeremiah chapter 23, the entire Jeremiah 23, the Lord was warning the prophets. But once even he was warning the prophet, listen to what he said. Jeremiah 23, verse 28. Jeremiah 23, verse 28. Let's look at it. Jeremiah 23, verse 28. Whilst God was warning the prophet, he said, the prophet that has a dream, let him tell the dream. And he that has my word, let him speak the word faithfully. So God gives people dream for them to speak the dream faithfully. God gives people word for them to speak the word faithfully. Me, God has given me word. But there are others, God has given them dreams. So I'm speaking my word faithfully. Those who have their dreams are also telling their dreams faithfully. So why is it that when God speaks in dreams, many of us, we want to attack it? But the fact that you don't have, I don't have that gift of dream, doesn't mean we should attack it. No. But rather, we should take it to the Lord in prayer. Now let's go to see. several dreams in the Bible. Let me give you examples. I wouldn't have much time, so I'm just going to give you. In Genesis chapter 41, 15 to 25, Genesis 41, 15 to 25, the Lord revealed to Pharaoh what he was about to do. 7 years of plenty, after which there will be 7 years of, how do we call it, famine. The Lord revealed this to Pharaoh in a dream, and Joseph interpreted the dream. And because they interpreted the dream correctly, they prepared. When the 5 years of bumper harvest came, they kept a lot. When the 7 years of bumper harvest came, they kept a lot. They stored a lot. So when they got to the 7 years of famine, they were able to survive because they obeyed the dream which was given to Pharaoh. When you go to Daniel chapter 2, 1 down to 29, King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. Daniel chapter 2, 1 up to 29. Nebuchadnezzar was thinking about the things that will happen in the end time. And the Lord revealed various governments and various stages and various generations that will come. And even some of the things Nebuchadnezzar saw, even as I know, they are yet to be fulfilled. But this dream was given about 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years ago. So have you seen the power of dreams? That is Daniel chapter 2.
It's not up to 6,000.
No. Yes, sir.
6,000, they say Adam was I do.
In Giannobes, 3,000, 4,000 more.
3,000, 4,000.
3,000, 4,000 years ago. That was Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter 2, 1 to 29. Now, again, Daniel himself, in Daniel chapter 7, he saw till he saw the Antichrist coming to fight with the saints till Jesus Christ will come. In Daniel chapter 7. Daniel had that dream. He said, in the night, I dreamt dreams, and my countenance became sad. So Daniel, God spoke severally to Daniel through dreams. So these days, well, God is speaking through dreams. Let's put that one aside. Joseph, when they gave birth to Jesus, the wise men that came, in Matthew chapter 2, when the king said, go and look for the child, Jesus, when you finish, come and tell me what happened. When they saw him, the Lord in a dream warned them, don't go back. And after, the Lord again warned Joseph in a dream. That is Matthew chapter 2, verse 15, 12 to 15. Matthew 2, 12 to 15. The Lord warned Joseph, take Jesus and Mary and run to Egypt. And they obeyed. In the Bible again, King Abimelech, when he took the wife of Abraham, Sarah, in Genesis chapter 20, Genesis chapter 21 to 6, the Lord in a dream came to warn him and say, the woman you have taken is somebody's wife. So God has severally been speaking in dreams. When Jacob was running away from Esau, the place he went to sleep on a stone, the Lord gave him a dream and he saw angels going up and down where he was sleeping. That was when his name was changed. The same Jacob again. When the father-in-law, Laban, wanted to cheat him, the Lord in a dream revealed to Jacob what he would do to get a lot of sheep. According to Genesis chapter 31, verse 10 up to verse 12. And when Laban was also chasing Jacob and the daughters, the Lord in a dream warned Laban, when you get there, don't touch Jacob. In Genesis, again, chapter 31, verse 37. So, when you look into the Bible and the prophets, it's been about dreams, 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 dreams. Joseph, the dream he had, that the brethren bowed down to him. Later, the parents bowed down to him. Wasn't it a dream? That is in Genesis chapter 37. Genesis 37, 5 up to 20. When Joseph was sent to prison in Egypt, the two people that had dream in the jail, Joseph interpreted their dream and told one of them, you, 3 days, you are going to be released and to be restored. And told the other person, 3 days, they will take you out and to kill you. Those were dreams. And yes, till they came to pass. Now, let me ask you this. The verse which is being produced, who is producing it? Who is the major sponsor? Brother Bill Gates, is that not it? Bill Gates is somebody who supports abortion. So somebody who supports abortion is a Satanist. So it means it is being produced by Satan. I know God gives dreams. And Satan also gives dreams. It's true. But since Satan is producing it, will Satan again come and give dreams to the children of God? No.
Logically.
So logically, it will only be God that will give dream to his children. Now let's go to read some dreams.
Before you even proceed to that, you know, is it not interesting that some of these warnings came even before COVID came?
That is it.
Even before COVID, when no one, 2018, 2017, when no one had dreamt of it, even Bill Gates has not mentioned it yet, the Lord started giving warnings that Christians should be aware that a time will come when these things will unfold. And church grounds, church premises will be registration centers for these things. You know, so the Lord, as I said, John 16, 13, 14, the Holy Spirit gives advance warnings. Unfortunately, when the warning doesn't, it's not sweet in our ears, then we think, oh, no, it should be prophetic, sweet things. You shall prosper. You shall do well. Then that one we accept. But when these warnings do go against our feelings, we think, oh, no, it can't be from God. So let's be very careful about these things.
Now, we've given you the basis for dreams in the Bible. And God says he speaks to his prophet. I'm going to read about, as time will give me. But so far, I have about 15. I'm not adding the Ghana own.
Yeah,
this is international. International news.
Ghana, we have one listener who has sent me recordings. He's in Cape Coast. He's done audio recordings.
Maybe Ghana. Now, listen to this. This one was given just 20, since January 2021. I'm just reading excerpt because of time. These are dreams. We've told you God speaks through dreams. And you know that it is Satan who is producing it. Because this is abortion aspect. Bill Gates and his people, they believe in abortion. And abortionists are usually Satanists. And since they are producing this, it means Satan has given them that mandate. And since Satan is producing it, logically, reasonably, it will take only God to warn people not to take it. Because they are even using their system.
And even aside Gates, the statements that some powers that be, they've made alongside the vaccine alone shows that there's an agenda. Because if someone makes a statement like this, COVID presents a perfect opportunity to reset the world through this controlling systems as they are about to unfold, then clearly should give you an indication. So for those who don't know about this great reset, research and read about it, the Great Reset by the World Economic Forum. You see, some may understand, but others may not. But these are the what we used to call the New World Order. All these years, the New World Order. Now they've indirectly renamed it and they are calling it the Great Reset or the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And the slogan is Building Back Better. All these things are coming together to fit into exactly what this vaccine is gradually unfolding to become. So clearly, beyond Bill Gates, the greater squad, the statements they make, the statements they've done, and all that they've been saying alongside clearly shows that there's an agenda to control humanity, not only one country, worldwide. And this is where this thing is headed to. We are headed. Clearly, we have to take the warnings that God is giving serious.
Kindly take these dreams as to whether you believe it or not. That's your own cup of tea. For me, I prefer to go to prison or to die than to take any vaccine from now. That is the worst that can happen. Going to prison and dying, that is all. But that will give me an escape route. For me, rather to escape and to go to heaven. That is all. I will prefer that one. Oh, yes. I am not going to compromise my stand, no. Because I know when you kill me now, you are helping me to escape. I'd rather escape those who escape his mentality. January 26th. Let's read this. I will read in excerpt. Very soon, those that take the vaccine are not only doomed to eternal perdition, they will descend lower than wild animals, losing all familiar respect and feelings for their loved ones, period. We're just reading excerpts of these dreams and vision. And now, see this. Okay, this one was given 25th December 2020. He said, war has been declared on the saints. The coming vaccine and test are the enemy's war, weapons of war. Do not allow the enemy to use this weapon on you, or you will suffer eternal consequences. You must resist. Do not be deceived. Now, this one was also given on the 13th of August, 2020. Robbie Carson's. In a vision, the Lord took my spirit and brought me into a room with top executives and world leaders. These men were basically discussing how and when they are planning to release. Remember, this was given on the 13th of August. By then, the vaccines, they have not started rolling it out. He said, these men were basically discussing how and when they are planning to release the vaccine for COVID-19 pestilence that they have created, plus under orchestrated destruction plagues to come. Seen clearly at the table among the men was the son of perdition, Barack Hussein Obama. Immediately, as I woke up, the Holy Spirit said to me, carnage. He said, Gogol's definition of carnage is mass death, killings, or slaughter of people. Now let's take this one. 3rd April 2020. This one is very short. Christian Robert, do not allow any injections into your body. Do not allow it, because your body is the spirit, is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Byron Sia, as I speak now, his block, I don't know whether he took it off or they took it off. It's no more there.
Yeah, I know.
Byron Sia, this is March 20th. My children, do not take the vaccine that is forced upon you. Trust me to protect you and to keep you. Trust me to be your rock and strong tower. Do not believe every word out of the mouths of men, for they are liars and serve the father of lies. Believe my word. Read my word, for it is the truth and life. I will nourish your body and feed your spirit. This one was given on the 9th of December 2020. And I read as such. Do not take the mark or its precursor, the vaccine.
Yeah.
Have you heard? Do not take the mark or its precursor, the vaccine. So the vaccine is the precursor, the beginning,
yeah,
the seed. He said, which will do, he said, the vaccine, which will do things that you will not be told about beforehand or ever. Absolutely under no circumstance, for it will be irreparable damage to you, and you will separate yourself from my presence forever. Do not take it under any circumstances. You have been warned again and again. It will change you forever. It will send you to hell. Do not take it. Let's continue. This one was given 16th March 2020. Barbara Cohen or Cowen. Absolutely, do not take that vaccine. Unto death, refuse it. Listen to this strong message. Absolutely, do not get that vaccine. Unto death, refuse it. These are different people who, from different countries. They don't know themselves. Now, let's listen to this. This is from Ruth Smith, 16th October 2020. The mark of the beast is a combination of the vaccine and the chips. Anyone take the vaccine becomes a hybrid, a killing machine, a zombie. So does the chips. Anyone take the vaccine or the chip will be lost forever. This one was given on the 2nd of April 2020, given to Jonathan Taibbi. And I read, Early in the morning of March 29, 2020, I had a short warning dream. I saw words going across a white screen. The letters were all in caps and coming up just as if someone was typing it out. The message was, coronavirus vaccine. Do not take it. Let's take this. Esther Eagle, given on the 10th of March 2020. She was given a lot of things. He said, right then, seeing all these things, I heard the Lord repeat three times, COVID-19 vaccination means death. COVID-19 vaccination means death. COVID-19 vaccination means death. Note, I told myself, for the Lord to use the word death, I knew strongly within my spirit he meant eternal death. Mm-hmm. When God told Adam and Eve, the day you eat this fruit, you will die. Did they die immediately physically? No. But spiritually, they died. Now, this one was given to Lane Thompson on December 20th, 2020. Do not take the vaccine for any reason. I repeat, do not take the vaccine for any reason. You will be lost to me if you do. No going back. There is no going back. There are a lot. I cannot read them, but I get this. Now, apart from these dreams, if you know anybody in the USC or in the UK, call them and ask them, after the people took the vaccines, have they stopped wearing nose masks?
No.
Have they stopped social distancing? No. So if any doctor in Ghana, any politician in Ghana, any pastor in Ghana, comes to lie to you to tell you when you take it that you'll be there, that is a fool. Yes. Those we are taking the vaccines from, they are taking the vaccines and they are still putting the warning of God aside. They are still wearing no smacks.
Dr. Fauci now, says it has to continue.
Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, is the leader of the USC. They are hard work of vaccine this thing. Yeah. And just Raymond, just 3-4 days ago, I shared a video of Dr. Catherine O'Brien, works with the World Health Organization, one of the experts.
The questions that she was dodging.
They asked her a question and said they are not even aware as to whether after taking the vaccine, it will stop you from getting the COVID or you can also transmit. So they are now following up on the people that they've given the injection to. So is this not an experimental drug?
Business.
Now Dr. Fauci says it will protect you 94 to 95% from clinical diseases. It will protect you almost 100% from severe disease. But for COVID-19, he doesn't know.
No.
So why did they put the name COVID vaccine on it?
$16 billion for
COVID. Have you seen? And they think we are fools. No. We are not that fools. You can decide to follow any pastor, any church, any man of God, any politician, any doctor, go and take it. But for me, I won't take it. I've said, I prefer to go to prison or to die if God allows me to catch it than for me to take that demonic vaccine. But you have a choice. We tell you the truth and tell you to take it to the Lord in prayer. It's not my money, our money they used to buy the vaccine. And it's not my body you are putting it in. So why must we be worried? But we have now used logic. We have used science. Doctors are saying, a lot of them, all the doctors that say we don't like this vaccine, they take them off social media. They take them off YouTube. Oh, yeah. They take them off WhatsApp.
Shutting yourself. I thought
this world was the world of democracy. But immediately it came to COVID-19. We have become a totalitarian religion.
Mm.
No opinion again. Nothing. Just follow us. We are not fools. We wouldn't take it.
A listener has sent a message. Very worrying and sad one. He says, I was going to Northern Region to preach, and God gave me a message to tell one prophet to fast, else there was danger coming to them. He asked me, that's the prophet, asked me whether it's a dream or open vision or I heard a voice. Because I told him it's a dream, he didn't do it. And when I returned, I was calling him to tell him to let him know I'm back. His wife picked the call and told me that he was down with stroke and can't talk.
Kim.
You know, this is the downplaying of spiritual things. Kim. But quickly adding to what you just said, you know, the Holy Spirit gave me some points some time back. See, as he said, the vaccine is a precursor to the mark. And people are struggling to link it, how between the vaccine and the mark, how is the sequence going to be? Let me just give you some understanding that the Holy Spirit gave me so that you can see where we are headed. That's why I say if you go to, you see a school building, LA primary, whatever, when you see class one, there's class six at the end of that veranda. So the vaccine is a precursor. It's just a starting point. Now you hear some countries are doing vaccine. I've seen friends, people who took it in the U.S., and it's just a card, normal card that if your name, the date you took the first vaccine, the second first dose, then second dose, when you're expected to take reaction. I mean, so it's just a card. For the card, anyone can go to a printing press, do some, and also walk around. So eventually, this is what is going to happen. People will take the vaccine. And some will not take the vaccine, but also print their own cards and walk around. Because if you go to a bank, the security man standing at the entrance, what is he going to check? It's not just, oh, have you been vaccinated? You just show the card, oh, okay, enter. What's the proof that I've been vaccinated? The card is not good enough to really prove that someone has been vaccinated. This is where digitization will come in. Because they would have to authenticate that indeed, Kojo Mensah has indeed been vaccinated, so that there can be no impersonation with fake cards and all that. This is where they digitize the registration. But digitizing it in Ghana, if you are going to UK, you are going to China or wherever, it should follow you. That information should follow you wherever you go. And you should be able to get that information in a real time, fast enough. This is where the world is upgrading internet systems to 5G, where it's going to be super fast. And if you think it's not coming to Ghana... plans are far advanced. See, yeah, who is whistling? No. When he's doing his mischievous whistling, you understand where it's coming from. Plans are far advanced regarding that in this country. You see, these things are worldwide, and this is where people should now understand that this thing now links it too close to what the Bible says. Because all through the times, there have been vaccine here, vaccine there. But never have we had a worldwide system where conditions are gradually being planned to be placed on. If you don't this, if you don't this. Huh? And linking it digitally means now, eventually, there should be an ID to mark you wherever you go. This is where the mark comes in, the vaccine. So I said the chip that the Lord has revealed years back ahead of time, this is where that one too comes in. So, yes, you took the vaccine, but now you should be marked that you've taken it. And that identification, which should also be unique and international, wherever you go, it will be with you. Because if it's also a passport on a card or digital on your phone, if your phone is stolen, if you leave your phone at home, that means you can't fly. If you see, so these will be the reasons why, yes, let us put it in your hand, so that one day your hand is with you, so far as you are not amputated. So that everywhere you go, you have your chip with you. This is where we are going. So, you see, logically, if you want to be logical and academic, it will look stupid to say that, oh, I mean, the COVID cannot be anything bad. So, what's the big deal? But when you link it, you allow the Holy Spirit to show you the link between the class one and the class six. Then you know that from class one, you go to class two. It's a gradual process. And even the vaccine, the way it's going to be, it may be more than one. The normal one is two, the first dose, second dose. But they are going to keep boosting, boosting. So we'll get to a point where eventually they will say that, no, now we have to really get everybody on board. Initially, it may not be by force. I mean, because even in Ghana, they are going to give options. Children are not part, elderly are not part, pregnant women are not part. So it will look like, oh, it's flexible. But as we go
ahead, that is why people will say, oh, so you want to beat your mind.
It's a gradual process. It's a gradual process. So please, for God to give multiple warnings, not just one or two, and even in Ghana, a whole lot. Our listeners, I have listeners who have sent me. So clearly, we can't say that God is not talking, God is not warning. God is definitely warning the church. At the end of the day, if really we were in tune with the Holy Spirit, we would not doubt a lot of things. Yes, because when you see or when you hear, you just, within your spirit, you just know that, yes, this is God moving. This is God saying. This is God. All right. Issues of life. Robert, yep.
For those who want recordings, some of the things, baby, Munchi, any station in Munchi, I'm go. Some of the things, you know, I realize it for the station and for other. So if you want recordings of a lot of our messages, the videos and the fact, this number, you can send me WhatsApp. I add you to one of the groups. That is 0204 200 4 4 4 0204 200 4 4 4. Reverend.
Yeah, so we thank God. The file will be uploaded on spiritissues.info.
Get that address every time the program we do is there. Spiritissues.info. You can go there, the so various programs. Download them.
We'll be told that Christian content websites should be deleted. Oh, no, we'll get there. It's going to happen. For sure, I know it. We're going to get there. And you see, some people don't understand exactly what is happening. But for us who really monitor and analyze some of this information and things, it's very alarming.
Robert, I can survive without internet.
It's happening. No, I mean Christians. That's it. More pastors are losing their pages. They are being blocked.
That's it.
Last week, one US pastor, I mean, they shut his channel down, YouTube. So now he's using only his website. You see, it's coming. It's a grab.
We'll
when you see class one, know that there's a class six at the end of that building.
I saw people in Abyssinia. They are living there. No internet. They are surviving. The Lord say, when you get here, you will also survive.
They are happier than even us. So you are thinking of data, you are thinking of internet speed. All right. So this is Eben, and I had Brother Yao Redu with me. And good night. God willing, next week will be coming your way. Spiritissues.info. That's where the file will be uploaded. And the news, I've sent those on my broadcast list. People were requesting, a lot of people, the Chinese Christian warning and the other warning message that I read. I've sent it to my broadcast list. So for those on it, you have it there. Good night and God bless you.